This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Snap, placement, kick is up, and it is good!
Yes!
Good! And there is your dagger! The Packers jumping all over Mason Crosby, who's done it again to the Cowboys.
620 WTMJ with the call. Mason Crosby, 28-yard game-winning field goal for the Green Bay Packers. We are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, New York City. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yeah, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And yeah, it is Overreaction Monday. And what the hell? Why didn't you tell me that my hair was sticking up? It's windy outside on the pier.
I'm worried about my ashy-ass knuckles.
I'm looking right into the camera. I'm looking at the monitor. I got hair. It's all over the damn place. Listen. And you don't tell me because you're going all bougie with you. Who wears a sweater like that?
When it's this damn hot, it's hot. I want y'all to turn the air to sub-zero.
I mean,
you can turn the air to whatever.
Where's Lovey, by the way? I mean, look at this guy's look right now.
Look at that. Look, they can see that, man.
Don't worry about that.
Like I've been punching boxes with my damn knuckles, man.
This guy takes off his sweater. It's, by the way, the coldest day it's been since March.
Yeah, what happened
here in New York?
I leave and I come back. What the hell going on?
Exactly.
You brought that cold from Kansas City.
Yeah, it's not fall anymore. It's felt.
It was cold as hell in Kansas City, bro. I was like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, you like, brought it with you then?
I was like, Jack Frost.
But of course, you know, Bart working out this morning, we were talking, and then I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, all right, if it's upper body or arms, he's definitely going short sleeves. Of course, he takes the sweater off like it's so hot out. Man, you're just showing off the guns.
Hey, man, no, this
gun show.
This is the beginning of the keto day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be all in your feelings.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to make it through the keto flu.
I hate
next 3 days.
You go keto.
Because I've been.
But you just get miserable then. Your mood changes. It's so hard.
Only
to
for 3 days, though. Like once
but
I
we
get
worked, can you do it over the weekend so that Harlan has to deal with it?
I got to get 7 days in. Like it's only 7 days getting to ketosis, so we'll see. We'll see. But when I'm on the other side of it, the energy going to spike up like crazy.
Because
I can't really work out that much this week because I got to be running around. It's like, you know, it's that
you got a busy week.
Yeah, it's that time. So like if you can't work out, then focus on the diet. So if I just, you know, take the diet away, then I'll be okay.
We'll see. We'll see how things go.
But I've been going since August.
So
man,
can we eat today or you start? You're going to eat like nothing today? Because I'm hungry and I thought we. No. You brought plant protein.
What is that? Berries?
Plant protein and water. So you're telling me that we can't order like anything and have our usual like lunch together?
I can eat salad.
Salad. All right, everybody else
cow?
Eat with me instead. All right, how about that? We all eat as a family. Be part of Barton Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper Call and Line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. You know what day it is. It's Overreaction Monday. It is the best day of the week.
That was an overreaction.
Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Barton Hahn.
And speaking of diets, a lot of teams went on a win diet where they decided not to get those dubs. They were eating
the
them hot L's.
They were cutting out dubs this weekend?
They cutting out dubs.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's not the ones that we thought.
The first, let's start with, I think it's also Overreaction Monday. So we got your calls. Start getting them. We'll get them stacked and racked and ready to go. Your overreactions for your team at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But it's also for you. I will concede, it's Redemption Monday for Bart Scott. And why do we say this?
I take no joy in it.
Because his take on where Dak Prescott ranks among quarterbacks in the NFL was something that got some people heated. Chris Canty stormed into the studio on Thursday to let us have it about that, right? We fought you. We did a draft and everything. Other shows were taking this to the next level. Tad Prescott was his brother, was tweeting at us. In fact, Tad was going to join us today.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's got a little something. I guess he's a little too busy today, so we might get him later in the
week. Yeah, he got to sulk a little bit. It was also sulk Sundays, too. A lot of tears at the
well, there were
the
some
booth.
Tears, yeah.
A lot of sulking.
Yes, there was. But it was this game, and the Aaron Rodgers performance was the one, like, against Mike McCarthy. You know, you get that whole McCarthy comes back, the Packers can't win, they're a mess. And it just felt like, all right, this is usually when Rodgers just suddenly has a big game. And it was a great game, 31-28. The Packers beat the Cowboys, an overtime game, and the Dallas had the game, or at least had a chance in this game several times. What happened was Dak Prescott did not perform on third down, and then also in a critical fourth down. A curious decision, but still. And this is a stat I want to give you, and then I'll let you take the floor, Bart Scott, because everybody came after you about where you put him. The best quarterbacks in the NFL. This is from Hembo from Get Up.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, give me this detail because this is good. He said, okay, the best quarterbacks in the NFL have been and continue to be Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen throughout Dak's career. His record against them is 1-9 now after this defeat yesterday. 1-9. He does not perform well against the top quarterbacks. Yes. Well, the one he did win was when he was a rookie in 2016. So you could say he's 0-9 since his rookie season. But the bottom line is, when they needed him, he did not perform. And you could say, well, look, you're at Green Bay. It's a tough game. It was a good game and all that stuff.
They had lost 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Against who?
Yes.
Stop it.
So, Dan Orlovsky also sounding a little bit of the alarm about Dak Prescott.
Welcome to the party, Dan.
And the Cowboys.
Walking off yesterday, if I was the Cowboys, I'd be scared to death right now. My quarterback is not playing good football. That's the truth. Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush have basically played the same amount of games this year. Yes. Cooper Rush's QBR is almost 10 points higher. Same people. Playing with the same cats.
So, Bart Scott, have the floor.
I just love when people come to the party late. Why I put myself out there because I see it a little earlier than everybody else. Tell me this. Everybody out
Riddle
there.
Me this.
Everybody out there that was at me last week.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Please at me again, right?
Today.
Today.
Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. But today. You taking Dak Prescott? Or you taking Kirk Cousins?
Oh. Oh.
At me.
Oh.
At me.
I'll tell you what. It was getting dark up in Orchard Park, and that game ended just in time because the lights
Solar
came
power.
On. And it was like, oh no! It was like the Gremlins.
They should have.
Things were about to happen.
They shouldn't have turned on the stadium lights. There was just enough light to power that battery, just a tad.
Well, it also helped to have Justin Jefferson. It's damn. But let's just get back to the Dak conversation here real quick.
Here's the issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to just. I'm not. I take no pleasure in stating what's obvious to me.
Yeah.
Right? Because I played against some of the greatest quarterbacks in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about the greatest quarterbacks in the world, they are scheme diverse. Never, ever, when I went against any of these quarterbacks named Steve McNair, Peyton Manning, early Aaron Rodgers, Kurt Warner when he was in Arizona, never, ever did I ever say, hey, we need to establish the run. It was whatever they want to do, they do. Now, when I went against system guys, that was about handing the ball off, great defense. It was different. But I knew it was more about their unit than it was about the head guy, the head of the snake. Dak is a part of a structure and a system. And that's okay because most of us are system guys. You either fit in a 4-3 or you fit in a 3-4.
Right.
Right? You fit a system and you fit a certain narrative. The great ones are scheme diverse. I don't care what the offense is, they're going to find a way to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see Dak, he's a good quarterback. He will never, ever, ever be a great quarterback because he needs things around him to be perfect. And when I said I would take Jalen Hurts because he has that added element that Dak doesn't have, he's special running the ball. And he's comparable throwing the ball when you talk about him and Dak. So when I said that, I wasn't trying to push him or bury him. I was just stating what's obvious to me as a defensive guy. Would I worry or lose sleep about this player? I would not. And when you see, and I don't want to just come here and bury him.
In preparing for them. And that's something that Kenny Smith used to say this all the time. It was a great conversation, and this is NBA related, but it's so much the same. Is a great player is the one that the night before you can't sleep because you know I got this guy tomorrow, and it just keeps you up. And then a good player is one that you can sleep peacefully because it's like, I got this. And you're saying that Dak is sort of in that realm of, I am not worried when I play against him, I'm just prepared, yes. but I'm not worried when right. I play against him. Like you would be yeah. the greats.
Lamar Jackson, I'm like, all right, well, we got to keep him in the pocket. We can't really play cover one
going on,
because
right.
cover one, I got my back turned. Next thing I know, he's running up my back, and I'm in space with him. Yep. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, we gonna, no, coach, we playing zone. We need to keep eyes on him the whole game. Mm-hmm. And if we lose, it's going to be because he's throwing it over somebody else's head.
Yeah.
If I'm going against Josh Allen, I'm like, all right, yo, he can take off. And he might stiff-arm you and embarrass you in front of everybody, and your mom will be looking at you, you on somebody poster, right? I'm saying that about him. I'm saying that about, you know, man, it's not too many. Patrick Mahomes, all right, he can get hot. Let's get to him early. Everybody be on your game. I'm not losing no sleep over no Dak Prescott. I'm not losing sleep over Kirk Cousins.
Josh Allen, you're losing sleep over, right?
Yes, I'm not losing sleep against those guys.
And
I'm
obviously Rodgers and Brady because yeah, of the, everything not, that they've done and yeah. seen.
I'm not losing sleep over Geno Smith. I'm not losing sleep over Jalen Hurts. So I'm like, oh, man, we're going to flush him to a side and we're going to knock the hell out of him. He's going to feel us today. He can hand the ball all off if he want to. But we're going to hit him regardless, and they're going to get up out of that, right? So when I said that, it was no slander at him. I was just stating that he was a good player, not a great player.
And it's understood.
And I don't want to let this Dallas Cowboys defense off the hook, because I stated that too. I said, man, I'll run right at Michael Parsons. Right? Don't run away great from great players. And I had Nico on here mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago mm-hmm. talking about how they always nullify J.J. Watt. You make it his day. We're going to wham you. We're going to trap you. We're going to run it. We're not going to run away from you so you can use your athleticism, chase it down, and show how fast you are. No. Sit on this train track, player. And even if you stop us, you're going to be – it's all day coming at you. And what did Michael – how did Michael Parsons look? How did that pass rush look? When you hit him with them body blows, it hits different.
Wears you out, too.
It hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You saw him getting up and kind of limping to the sideline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the great ones can't handle it, like – the really, really special ones, that smoke don't bother them. Like, but it looked like it was some chinks in the armor.
Mm.
Like, come on, big boy.
Sit on these train tracks, yeah. Playa. The line so far of the show. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I love this. Overreaction Monday beginning already, and we've got news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Gene in Pennsylvania hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Gene?
Hey, big fan of the show, guys. And I got to say, I've been a longtime Dallas fan, and I got the song Just Another Manic Monday from the Bengals.
Mm.
It's just another Cowboys Monday. You know, Dak is nothing but another Tony Romo. You know, he looks great in the regular season until the tough game comes, and then he chokes.
Same with the whole Cowboys organization. That's very fair.
It is, and it's a tough reality for a fan to accept. Tony Romo
always said it like
thank you, Gene.
Anywhere from 11 to 13. That's where Tony Romo lived his career. That's fine. That's good. I mean, you're one of the best. You're just not special. Tua Tagovailoa, not special.
But with
Justin
your team,
Herbert,
but
you special.
Right, but you like that's the
Joe
thing.
Burrow, special.
But even they still need a team around them. But what we see is that some quarterbacks look better because of what's around them, and those are all obviously situational.
I would be scared as hell if Lamar Jackson ever got a Stephon Diggs. Watch out. The Ravens will go on a run. We ain't seen. Let him get Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Good luck. Good luck.
Well, isn't that why Josh Allen is so successful?
Yeah, you'll be sitting there like, hey, how do we play with 13? Because we need 8 in the box, and we need to double these two guys on the outside.
It's Barton Hahn, Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, just getting started on Overreaction Monday, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drop that ball, Josh Allen!
That ball came loose!
We had opportunities to win the game, and we got to do a better job taking care of the football.
To the end zone. Yes! It is intercepted by Patrick Peterson! Woo! And the Minnesota Vikings are 8-1!
Losing sucks. I gotta be better. We gotta be better.
We continue on Overreaction Monday, Bart and Hahn. And yeah, you can see it. It's water. It's some plant protein stuff. And then what is that in your hand now?
Ginger B12.
Is that ginkgo biloba?
It's not.
No, I just took my aswada wada.
I just saw that in the store yesterday, and I was like, am I supposed to be taking this now?
Yeah.
What do we get? What do I get out of that?
It's good for your prostate, your yin-yang twins.
Okay. Duly noted. And with that, an awkward transition back into the NFL, because we had yesterday.
Lacto, you gave me laugh like that. Control the board, man. He asked what I'm supposed to say.
About Green Bay and the Cowboys. No. I'll just ask you more about that off the air. My wife would kill me if I continued this conversation. But Green Bay wins, and they needed that win badly, and Aaron Rodgers and all that stuff. And we'll certainly get back to the importance of that side of it. But the story was about, of course, the Cowboys losing and then Dak the way he looked. And, you know, Bart's reaction from last week sort of reminding us all, like, you know what, maybe he's right. But there's another game with another talented quarterback in Josh Allen who lost again, who played, by the way, which is a bit of a surprise just to start there, but played and looked like they were going to win. And then that game got nuts at the total end. You had, obviously, like I mentioned, Justin Jefferson just had one of those games where you're like, this guy might be the best wide receiver in the game.
He said it before the season.
And you know, you look at the performance on the road, by the way, of this Vikings team that we weren't sure what to believe in them. It might be time to start believing in them, especially when you consider what they have in the talent of Justin Jefferson and that catch that he made one-handed.
That beats Odell's catch.
That might be the best one-handed catch we've ever seen in a game.
Because
the
dude had two hands on it.
And think about the moment it was in as well. That was
4th and 18. That's the game.
Yes. Critical catch. Kevin O'Connell, your friend, then Vikings head coach, on that play.
There's not a lot of scheme that you can go find in that moment. It was about a player and our quarterback and the two of them behind good protection and a gotta-have-it moment, trying to just give him a chance to make a play. And it happened right in front of me. One of the more remarkable catches I've ever seen.
I love that he called it a gotta-have-it moment, because that's literally what it was.
It was the game. 4th and 18.
So what?
The guy had two hands on. I don't know what kind of wrist dexterity does he have that he can cut look at that. My wrist stopped. His was like, ah.
Yeah, you're going gooseneck.
He went praying Mathis.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Claw. Mm-hmm. The dude actually helped him catch it, because he, instead of pulling it up above his head, if he would have been pulling it up instead of coming down with it,
down,
he
right.
put the force to
That's
him.
Right.
And eventually he got control of it.
Did you say he used the force?
He used the force.
I thought you said he used the force. I got excited for a minute. On the other side of this,
he could be a Jedi.
He might be. Before we get to the Bills side of this, what are the Vikings now in your mind? I mean, early in the season they lost to the Eagles, and we thought, all right, who are they really beating and all that stuff. But after a performance like this, this is a couple of weeks now, the Bills have not looked great. But where are we going now with the Vikings? Is this a team that you could see playing in February?
Yes, to answer your initial question. They showed a lot of grit. They were down by 14.
Yes.
And they found grit to come back. And it was on Justin Jefferson being great. But Dalvin Cook has been equally great within that system. Thielen slowing down a little bit as he's getting older as a receiver. It's perfect for him to be a number two. But, you know, really the emergence of Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson kind of playing this hybrid role, much like we saw other great corners do. And that's a conversation that you have to really talk to him, because he hasn't been Patrick Peterson probably for like 5 years. But if he's willing to play this safety hybrid role, much like Charles Woodson did later in his career, he can be effective.
Two huge picks.
He's able to be like a air traffic controller. And it was based on his study that he was able to get those interceptions. Now, understanding, like, Josh Allen, I give a lot of credit to put his future career, you know, at jeopardy, because how important this game was. Now, they didn't get the end result, but man, if you're a fan of Josh Allen, you're saying he's a team guy. He understands the gravity of the moment, how important that game was. Now they're behind Kansas City, and they got to hope that Kansas City, you know, kind of has a hiccup.
They're not just behind Kansas City. They're behind Miami.
Well, what I'm saying is they can handle Miami because they'll see Miami. So I'm not worried about that. They'll see the Jets. They'll see those guys again.
Who? Right? The Jets.
but what I'm saying is the race and the battle and the real matchup in their mind.
You mean the top seed?
Yes, the top seed mm-hmm. against Kansas City. Okay. And we'll see if Justin Herbert and those guys can come back and play better and be able to, you know, maybe beat Kansas City, or can Kansas City be clean for the rest of the way. But, you know, Minnesota is definitely right there. I still like the physicality and the complete, completion of San Francisco as they continue to get better and better, even though they kind of look like kind of out of it for a minute. But Minnesota's top five right now. I take them a lot more serious than I take Dallas.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I think they've
And Dallas could be a team that has to come see them if they even make the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's the other thing to have the conversation about the NFC and where that's headed right now. But as you mentioned, again, Josh Allen does play in this game where there's a lot of question marks about whether or not he'd be available or if he was even going to start and maybe just be an emergency backup in that situation. But they take a loss after being up by 17 in the second half of the game. They were up by 17 at home in the second half. We're not able to hold on. And you know what? Josh Allen says what we all feel about losing.
Losing sucks. Sucks this way even worse. Horrendous second half. I got to be better. I got to be better. Comes down to my shoulders and my shoulders only, making the right decisions, making the right throws. This one's going to suck watching.
Yeah, you don't want to watch the film on some of the – I mean, as you mentioned, Peterson with two picks, that last one was the killer in the end zone.
But the tough ones was the fumble in the end zone.
Yeah.
Because that was the game was over. Why they didn't take a safety? You can – so situational football always comes down to it. We were in that position before. It's a way to waste 20 seconds because people don't realize it. What you do is you tell your entire offensive line to tackle everybody. It's going to be holding within the end zone, and it's going to be 2 points.
Yeah.
But you hold everybody. And what you do, you put him in shotgun, and you run him to the corner. And before he takes a hit, he steps out. We've wasted, when I was a member of the Ravens, we wasted 20 seconds because the opposing team didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, as guys were trying to go tackle, we were
holding.
We were tackling him to the ground.
Right.
They're like, ref,
so
we don't care.
Flags thrown
it
around like
matter.
Crazy.
Tick, 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 yep. tick. We were like laying guys out like we were on defense. Like we were Bobby Boucher and everybody. Because you know that's what happens. They're going to submarine everybody because they know what it is. You're not going to risk handed it off. It was on a 1-inch line.
Yeah.
See, that's situational football, right? And it comes back, and if they're ever in that situation again,
they won't make that same mistake.
They'll
twice.
Do it.
All right, let's get to another overreaction here. Overreaction Monday on Bart and Hahn. Tom is in Jersey, calling us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Tom?
Hey guys, listen. 40-year Buffalo Bills fan here. I love them. My overreaction, right? As much as I love Sean McDermott, as much as I adore Josh Allen, like this is a team that for whatever reason in my lifetime cannot win the biggest big game. And I don't understand it. There was at least three opportunities in that game yesterday to ice it. Three of them. They should have kicked the field goal. And we're not even talking about this because they're up 13 and I think the game's over. But nope, they didn't. And they just find a way to lose these games. And I don't get it.
Tom sounds frustrated.
This is not the biggest big game. Well, okay, this was an important game.
I get what Tom's saying. And thanks for the call, Tom. What Tom is saying is obviously the four Super Bowls. All right, those kill. And Tom sounds old enough to remember them.
Yep.
So you have the four Super Bowls, which are killers. But then if you think about the history of this team, and especially more recent history, it's beating the teams that you need to beat. This was, you mentioned, you need to win this game.
Yeah, I think this is a different team, though.
Okay.
This team is different. Don't judge this team.
So you don't think this is a foreshadow of what they're going to be in the postseason? All right, so we'll keep that thought right there. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of you want to have your Overreaction Monday calls with us. We will get to them next. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
You know third base at all, Bart?
I do.
The gas face, that's part of the show. You know we use that all the time, yeah. Right? We do this.
Give him the gas face.
That's from this song. That's from the gas face from the Cactus album from Third Base, yeah. Released on this date in 1989. Yeah, I know, Lacto. You were just a gleam in your daddy's eye, weren't you? Well, not me.
I was just hanging around.
I was in high school, and I heard this, and it's one of these life-changing sounds, man.
If you tell Lacto, hey, man, I know you're sick today, man, but power through like Michael Jordan. He's going to say, who? Just power through. Power through like Elgin Miller. Like, who?
You heard that?
Oh, you saw that, didn't you?
What? That story like,
coach,
was crazy.
Coach, I don't get it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Who's Michael Jordan?
Who is Michael Jordan?
What do you Bart mean? Was lurking in the text chain.
I'm always lurking.
Painful. But yeah, so shout out to Third Base from the Cactus album. It's a good one. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday for you and your NFL teams. We go through them right now. Scotty in New York wants to give some props to Bart Scott.
Yeah, Bart, I got to give you some props, man. And like, I'm a Giant fan, and like I said, I'm high on quarterbacks, but I go through this with my coworkers all the time because they're Dallas fans. Like you said, Bart, Dak is good, but like in the big game or it's a crunch situation, I don't trust him. And that's not to take away from the skills. I think he's gotten better, and he did come back in that. You know, he came back a little bit when they went down. He started, you know, coming back to form. But still, you know, like you said, Bart, in a crunch situation, I don't trust him. I think there's a lot of guys out there better than him, and that's not to put him down. I think he's better than a lot of quarterbacks, but he's not as good as some.
Yeah, elite is a special word, and great is a word that we overuse all the time. Great ain't just your physical tools. It's sometimes your mental tools and your ability to rise up to the moment. Some people shrink when the lights are brightest. Mm-hmm. Some people shine when the lights are brightest. And all I'm saying is I'm not saying he can't prove me wrong. What I'm saying is he hasn't proved me wrong. And until he proves me wrong, I'm going to say he's not capable of doing it because I haven't seen it.
It's amazing that, you know, in about a little bit later on in this hour, we have a take from one of our experts that is, again, to me, it's that happens. We see somebody perform well, and we just start to go to that elite level with them. And it's like, can we let them just do this over a longer course before we start predicting greatness?
Let it breathe.
You know, because what happens if they don't live up to it, then what do we say? You're letting us down. You failed. And maybe that's what you're trying to say about Dak Prescott. Nobody said he was bad, but you don't think he's as good as some people have said he is. And, of course, being a Dallas Cowboy, it's always times 10. It's just reality.
Elite is a word we throw around, man. If everybody's special, then what's special?
That's a great point. There has to be levels to it. There's a penthouse. Not everybody's allowed in it. We continue at News and Bart Han Nation. We've got Brian in Connecticut hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
How about those Chiefs?
Yes,
what do you guys think about what do you guys think about Kadarius Toney possibly being the X factor for the Chiefs offense?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a really, really good pickup. He helps take the top off the defense, especially with Juju being out. I think that him and MVS I'm hoping that they shine. I'm very superstitious, so I don't like the glue.
Yeah, I hear you. Brian, all those things you said sound... Lacto, have we heard this before? Stosh, have we heard this before about Kadarius Toney and what he can do for the Chiefs? Because
I do recall.
Sounds familiar, but I can't remember who said it.
I don't. I put my finger on him.
It might have been somebody who was on the call,
NFL guy
on ESPN Radio yesterday.
We might have had.
And somebody said how special he was and how he does a lot of things that Tyreek Hill does. Mm. Oh, and now everybody when they start hearing Collinsworth. Say, oh, wow, like, I'm telling you, this guy, watching the I'm telling you guys. But when somebody else says it,
I'm putting cases on all you
Didn't he say he could be a potential Hall of Famer
He could turn him into a Hall of Famer. I heard that, too.
Love Ben, right?
You were on the call for that game, right?
Yeah, I was there.
The Chiefs in Jacksonville.
I was there.
You were on the radio call, line. ESPN Radio, with your good friend.
Yeah, baby Buddha.
Chris Carlin.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
And I love how he thinks that he has a little weekend getaway with his ex and he can come back into the studio like nothing changes, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. You would sit over there with your first. You back with your ex. You always sitting there with Wally. Y'all kind of got this open relationship going on.
All right, it's getting real awkward. By the way, though, I heard you were on the call, but I didn't really hear you on the call. Did you get to talk? Because, I mean, every highlight I heard was just one voice.
That's because Chris is Beyonce and I'm just Kelly. I'm just there to support.
All I need is one mic.
I'm just there to support. You know what I'm saying?
All I need is one mic. Is that
listen,
what
I didn't realize. Just it's so much that goes into, like, when you're on radio, having to describe everything because visually people don't see it. You know what I'm saying? I was just there to sprinkle the, you know, the salt.
Sprinkle a little something in?
I was the sous chef.
You were the sous chef? Well, we did get a couple of Bartisms.
You would think that if you have a, you know, $15 million, you know, player in Christian Kirk, you know, they've invested heavily at that position. You would expect them to be able to take advantage of rookie corners, especially if they dare play them man-to-man. That should be barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken, there's one. Mm.
This is Faye territory, shuffle pass.
Lawrence, play clock at zero. He got it off. He fires right on the fade. It is caught near corner, touchdown. Christian Kirk just inside the right pylon.
Almost like I knew what was going to happen.
Like you called it. Like you Tony Romo'd that. Let's get one more.
So easy.
Wait. I heard
Romo
actually, stuff. Not only were you there, Bart Shadamas too.
Trevor has to keep this ball and make them respect his athleticism. He is an athletic quarterback. He's got to make them pay. And now they know they're in a typical throw the ball. Screen would be huge right here.
Out of the shotgun. Here's Lawrence setting up the screen right. He's got ETN at the 45, 50, 45, 40, inside the 35, all the way down to the 30. And Bart Stradamus has made his way to Kansas City as he called the screen just moments ago, a gain of 24.
Almost like I played football. Almost like I know what the hell I'm talking about, people out there. Understand, like when I say these things, it's not because I'm just pulling out the thin air.
I love it.
I know what the hell. I know this game.
I
and
know
people
you do.
People think I just be pulling stuff up. He's so hot takey. Like, come on, son. Come on,
I
man.
Know.
I can play this game in my sleep.
I just love the fact that
Jeff Dominic. Saturday ain't got nothing on me.
He should hire you.
We're happy for Jeff Saturday too. Yeah. By the way, a great post game speech. So much more to get to, of course. And then that take I was telling you about that. I got to get Bart's reaction, too, because sometimes we get excited about a player, and sometimes we go a little too far. We'll discuss. We got your calls as well on Overreaction Monday. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
I got to ask a question for the people, Keyshawn.
Your mouth full, man? What you doing, man?
Bro, it usually goes volley to Allen, Allen volley back. You caught me mid-drink, man. Usually most people get real fat and thick for the winter months. Me, I'm crazy. The opposite. I get thin.
What does that have to do with what I just asked you?
You asked me, do I got something in my mouth? Yeah. Called a protein shake because I ain't ate yet.
Bart and Han.
Y'all are crazy.
I mean, you are wearing a t-shirt.
Hey man, this thing is like having a fur coat on, man. This thing hot.
I mean, how do we feel, everybody, about the fact that he's got it draped over his shoulders with the arms tied up? Like
I'm Winston the Third.
Like, yeah, you are Thurston.
This looks very preppy.
He's super preppy, right? He's like Bart would have like would be sitting somewhere. Like if he's out on the pier looking like this, he's got like in his earbuds, he's listening to Yacht Rock.
He's not Bart today. He's Bartholomew.
He's Bartholomew. Bartholomew.
Bartholomew the Third.
I'm being proven right.
They're saying, by the way, in the production room that you look sophisticated, which I disagree with.
Got any great poupon?
Exactly.
I am sitting here troped in nothing but cashmere.
All right. Yes. Right. I'm lathered in cashmere. But I need to know something, because while we're doing Overreaction Monday with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, there was a lot of things that happened yesterday. And one of the things that happened yesterday was another fantastic performance by Justin Fields, individually by Justin Fields. They lost the game.
To the Lions.
Yeah, of all teams. But he himself, of course, was terrific. And it led Dan Orlovsky to go here.
I honestly believe Justin's play is going to warrant him getting into that conversation. Now, he is not going to win it with the way that Tua's playing and Patrick and all that stuff. But he has been so remarkable over this last month that you sit there and say that player, if he was on a team that was going to win more, would be in the MVP conversation.
Come on, man. What the hell are we talking
now,
about?
Now, Justin Fields again.
Oh, my God.
12 of 20.
Jesus.
For 167 yards passing and two touchdowns.
Come on, man.
And then 13 carries for 147 yards and two touchdowns. So, again, the arm, you know, he didn't throw over 200 yards, but he did run a ton again in this, and he had some big ones, too.
Yeah, he no quarterback in the history of football over a five-game stretch
yes.
has ever had more yards than Justin Fields.
He has.
But, Dan, please stop. Dan, what the? Come on.
You don't like that?
Stop it, man.
Does that deserve?
Big-ass face.
Yo, he had five games, and we're talking about if he would. Stop it, Dan. No.
Was that too much?
That's way too much.
Did that go too far?
Like, come on. Now, you elevated a guy. We just 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, we were saying, was he a bust? And if the current regime would even keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, reportedly, they went in and installed Lamar Jackson's offense.
Which makes a lot of sense.
And, okay. And he's exploded because now he's using his legs, something he didn't do in Ohio State, and we didn't know that he was capable of running like this. But he's different from Lamar because he gets hit. And I understand yesterday he ran a guy over in the end zone and knocked his ass out. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing make you laugh will make you cry. Because remember Cam Newton, much bigger, looked up a linebacker on that goal line, went night-night. So be careful with all that hero stuff because it's not good for your health long term.
Now, what is the one thing you always say about Lamar Jackson, which is why what he does is sustainable versus what a lot of other athletic, I hate putting it that way, but there's no other way to describe it.
Dual threat,
just super fast quarterbacks that can run. What is the difference that makes Lamar Jackson separate from the guys that we've talked about in the past, which have had the short shelf life because of what happens when you run the ball a lot?
He doesn't take those hits. He's so fast that he changes your angle. You're just so happy to put your hands on to push him out of bounds or trip him up. We don't see him taking those type of hits that Justin Fields has taken. And guess what? Every defender saw him run that guy over. And what they're saying is, whether I got to get a fine or this is a 15-yard penalty, this dude ain't about to embarrass me in front of my family. So I'm going to take that shot on him like he the biggest Derrick Henry guy that there is. Or I'm going to chop his leg so far that his knees and his ankles are exposed.
Yikes.
And I listen, because I'm not about to be on somebody's highlight tape. Right. I'm not going to be looking at people rewind him, embarrassing me over. So I'm not going to treat him like no quarterback. You take your ass out of them tackle boxes, night-night. Right? The same way Juju Smith-Schuster got put to sleep, I'm putting you to sleep. Because you ain't about to embarrass me. That's like a lion getting ran over by a damn gazelle. He can't go back there and chill with Mufasa. You're going to be pushed off. You got to go hang with Scar with the hyenas. You can't come over back to the palace.
Fields ran for 147 yards, became the first player in NFL history with 100 rushing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns in a game. His 325 rush yards over the last 2 games, the most by a quarterback in a 2-game span in NFL history. That's what he's been doing. But is it sustainable? We shall see. All right, coming up next, some of the headlines of the weekend with Jeremy Fowler and more Overreaction Monday. Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.